Romans chapter 1, verse 6. Praise the Lord. Aren't you thankful for good news? We need good news. Here's some good news for you. You were created in the image of God. You were created to have fellowship with God. You were created to experience God's lavish love. You were created to experience power. You were created to experience eternal life that's found in Jesus Christ alone. This is the good news. Romans chapter 1. Among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. You are called of Jesus Christ. You were designed uniquely. You were designed with purpose. You were designed with a fellowship with God in mind. And this is the good news of our salvation. The writer says, and I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of this good news because it's the power of God unto salvation. Jesus Christ is our salvation. Jesus Christ is our Redeemer. Jesus Christ is our Savior. Jesus Christ is our Preserver. We can give God thanksgiving for that today. He says, Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for everyone who entrusts themselves to this good news, to everyone who is persuaded by the truth that's of the gospel, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. Here's the good news. God loves you with an extraordinary love. That's the good news of the gospel. Here's good news that Christ is our redeeming sacrifice. That's good news. We have good news of reconciliation with Him. We have good news of healing. We have good news of abundance. We have good news of hope. We have good news of strength. We have good news of peace today. We have good news of purpose. We have good news of freedom. And it's all because of Jesus. It's all because of Jesus. There's hope in Him today. There's not one situation that you're facing or your family's facing that's too much that can come up against the power of God. Not one thing is too hard. And I want to encourage some of you need to hear that you don't need to underestimate the power of this salvation. You don't need to underestimate the power of God. You don't need to underestimate releasing this word of life into your situation. We release it today by faith, and we trust God because He's a good God. He's a good God, and you're so very deeply loved by Him today. Would you just receive that good news in your heart today? Would you just receive the lavish love from your Heavenly Father today? And may His grace and His peace fill you through and through with the knowledge of Jesus Christ today. You are loved.
Aren't you glad this morning that God's not mad at you today? Man, you know, religion will teach you that God is a mad God, but I want to tell you this morning, God's not mad. He is madly in love with you. And that is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ today. He is so good, and we just give Him praise and honor Him this morning. He is just wonderful. Now if, you know, all this coronavirus stuff going on and everything that's happening with that, you know, if you grew up Pentecostal, it kind of prepared you for some of this because, growing up Pentecostal, you know, you couldn't go to the movies. You couldn't go to a ball game. You couldn't go bowling. So, you know, it kind of prepared you for all this, right? But anyway, God is good, and He loves you today, and He cares so much for you. Hey, I want you to turn in your Bibles this morning to Acts chapter 20. Acts 20 and verse 32. Acts 20 and verse 32, and got a lot of sun going on right here. Thank God for the sunshine today. And listen what he said. Listen what Paul said, Acts 20 and verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Hey, if you have your Bible this morning, why don't you hold it up and say it with Pastor and say it like you mean it today. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, I don't know about you, but I trust God to continually transform my thinking and my mind and change my life. And the way I trust him is by his grace and by the word that is within my heart, within my life, and within my mind. And so Paul was writing here, Luke was writing, and he was sharing. He says, I commend you to grace. I commend you to this grace, to this grace that is able to sustain you. And when you commend someone or something to someone, you are basically saying, I trust you in this grace. You know, many of us today, we have families going through things and situations in our life and relationships and all kinds of things. And I tell you, the way you get through it is you commend them or you release them to God's grace, because it's in God's grace that we find his favor. And Paul says, I commend you, I release you to this grace that is able to build you up. The greatest thing you can do for your family member or someone that's going through something is to commend them to God's grace. You know, I commend this coronavirus thing to God's grace. I release it because I know God is able and doing great things behind the scene right now, and I can be thankful for that. In our families, we can be thankful because we know God is working when we release them into his care and into his hands. Thank God for that. Amen. Paul entrusted the people to God's grace. He entrusted them to God's favor. You know, the Bible says that God's favor surrounds us like a shield. So we have God's favor, God's unmerited favor, his grace working in our life, and we can be confident in his grace to surround our loved ones and protect them, amen, because we have commended them to God's care. And I want to tell you, the greatest place you can place someone is in God's care, and leave them there, amen. Let God do the working on their behalf. God is able to work those things out, and he will do it the very best. Amen. When we get involved, we make things a mess at times. But when God does things, he does it exactly right all the time. Can somebody say amen? So God's favor builds us up even when we don't deserve it. You know, you might be saying, man, I really don't deserve God in my life right now, and I've messed up, and I've done so many things. Well, you know what's so good about God's favor is he steps into your mess. And God steps into your mess, and he makes it the very best. You will come out greater than you ever went in. He will be with you through it. He'll be with you in it, and he'll make sure you come out of it. Why? Because he loves you so much. Grace is something you can't earn. Grace is something God gives to you. It is his gift. Grace is simply accepted by believing in him and by believing in faith. And God is able to come into your mess and change things all around for his glory and bring you out unscathed and on top. That is the goodness of God. That's how our God operates and ministers to us. Aren't you glad for that today? Amen. Listen what he said over in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. Ephesians 2, verse 8. We're going to read this out of the Amplified. Listen to what he said. For it is by free grace. It is free grace. It's not grace that's worked for. It is free, unmerited favor. God's unmerited favor that you're saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith, through your belief, not at working, but simply by believing. And this salvation is not of yourselves, of your own doing. It came through your own or through your own striving, but it is the gift of God. You see, all of us were born into this world sinners, and that was our identity. We sinned because it was in us, in our identity. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen? And Jesus changed all of that when he paid the price for our sin on our behalf. He took our judgment and went to hell for us so that we don't have to. He was judged so you and I don't have to be judged. Amen. The salvation Paul wrote about is all of the finished works of Jesus Christ. And we receive those through faith. It's not by our own doing. Amen. Listen, Paul, the man who committed evil atrocities against Christians, seemed to be someone later who told the Christians he did no wrong. It appears to be a contradiction. He's saying, hey, you know, I did no wrong, yet he did. But when he approached them and he said, I really did no wrong. But the Bible tells us that he did wrong. Over in Acts chapter 8, verse 3, listen to what the Amplified says about Paul. But Saul shamefully treated and laid waste the church continuously. With cruelty and violence, entering house after house, he dragged out men and women and committed them to prison. But listen what he wrote the Corinthians, and listen what he said to them. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Receive us. We have wronged no man. We have corrupted no man. We have defrauded no man. Wow. What seems like a contradiction? Here the Bible tells us Paul did all this upheaval in the church. And then when Paul writes the church, he says, I've done no one wrong. Why? Because Paul had a conversion. Paul's life changed completely when he believed the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he believed the Lord Jesus Christ, he was completely forgiven of his past, present, and even future sins. God completely forgave him, and therefore he was able to say, I have done no one no wrong. That is a complete revelation of the finished work of Jesus Christ, that we can walk in him freely because we know today we are totally, completely forgiven by his grace. Doesn't that make you excited in Christ today? Man, that is just a blessing to know that we can walk in this total, complete forgiveness every day of our life because of Jesus Christ and because of what he's done. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Likewise, when we are in Christ, we are his. We have no longer a past. We only have a present and a future. Thank you, Lord, for that, man. Praise God. You know, a lot of people in a lot of churches, you know, they say the slogan, oh, you know, we're just sinners saved by grace. I got news for you. If we have been saved by grace, we are no longer sinners. We are no longer sinners if we're saved by grace. Sin has been completely eradicated and forgiven. Can we sin? Oh, absolutely. But we're forgiven the immediate time that we do because of God's grace and love for us in our life. We walk in freedom now because we are now the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. Our spirit, man, is as righteous and as pure as Jesus himself. Amen? Thank God for that. Paul could truthfully say he had wronged no one. He was a new person because of God's grace. Amen? What we believe about our identity in Christ is what will influence our life. If you believe you're a sinner, you're going to continue practicing those things. If you believe you're righteous, you're going to walk in its righteousness and walk that out. What you believe is going to influence and affect your life on the outside. Man, that's good preaching. Thank you, Lord. Romans 6. Look at Romans 6. You have your Bibles. Turn there a second. Romans 6, 6 through 8, and then verse 11. Knowing this, Paul said, that our old man is crucified. It is dead. It is no longer alive. That the body of sin might be destroyed. That henceforth we do not serve sin any longer. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him. Likewise, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God. We no longer serve sin because the old person who serves sin is dead. He's gone. Amen. We have a brand new person living within us. Our spirits are alive to Jesus Christ and totally perfect in our spirits. And the very peace of God, look at 1 Thessalonians 5, 23-24. And the very peace of God, the shalom of God, sanctify you wholly. I pray your whole spirit, soul, body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord. Faithful is he who calleth you, who also will do it. When we come to Christ, our spirit comes alive, amen? And God makes us completely clean in our spirit. Our soul is still being transformed. Our body is lining up with what our soul agrees on within our spirit, amen? And God has completely transformed us in our hearts and in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for that. 1 Corinthians 1:29, 30. 1 Corinthians 1:29, 30. Listen to what it says. That no man shall glory in his presence, but of him you are in Christ Jesus of God. It's made unto wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Amen. A believer, by being a believer, it makes us all new in Christ by faith. Paul said, no flesh shall glory. Flesh can be a thought of performance or self-efforts. Because we are in Christ, we become the same that he is. We are the exact same image that Christ. What he experienced, now we experience within our heart. We have been given wisdom, we've been given righteousness, we've been given sanctification and redemption. Amen? Real transformation takes place when we believe that Jesus has made us as righteous as God. When we start believing that, we start living that. Amen? Religion will tell you you have to repent to be born again, but the only thing you need to do to be born again is believe, because by believing, that changes your mind, which repentance is. So when you believe, all of a sudden your mind begins to change and you repent by the transformation of your mind and thinking. Amen? The devil tries to present it backward. He tries to use our behavior to convince us of our identity. Our identity is not based on what we do. It's based on what Jesus said and did for us. It's based on what Jesus said and did for us, not on what we do. Amen? That's where our identity is. Our identity lies in Jesus Christ and his finished work. Amen? Wow. Thank you, Lord, for that. Amen? Man, God, you are so, so good. James 5:16 says, we confess our faults one to another. We not confess our faults one to another to condemn us. We confess so that it reminds us of who we are in Jesus Christ, forgiven, set free, hallelujah, on top, having the victory, walking in the victory, experiencing the victory, and God's love for us every day. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. We're going to put this up in the Amplified, but I want you guys to get a hold of this this morning. And all of us, as with unveiled faces, our faces are no longer veiled. The law has been taken away. Amen? The veil has been taken away. We continue to behold in the Word of God as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are constantly being transformed. Constantly being transfigured into his very own image and in ever-increasing splendor from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Amen. Listen, just praying doesn't make you a Christian. You know, praying just doesn't make you a Christian. What makes you a believer is believing. Amen. When you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what transforms you. It's not about works. It's simply about believing. Amen. The Bible is a reflection of God and shows us who we really are. 1 John 4:17 says, as Jesus is, so are we in this present world. Thank God, as he is, so are we in this present world. James 1:25. Look at what the Bible says in James 1:25. James says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in is not a forgetful hearer, but is a doer of the work. This is the one who will be blessed in what he does. We continually look into God's word to receive the image that we have in Jesus Christ. It's not what the world says we are or who we are. It's what the word says we are and who we are. Thank God for his word today, because his word reflects the image of what God has done in you. Wow. Thank you for that, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible is a reflection of God and shows us who we really are. The Holy Spirit in us is the one that creates and causes change as we look into God's word and understand his freedom that we have. Aren't you glad we have freedom in the United States? Is anybody glad? Amen. You know, I haven't said a lot about this, but I'm going to say a few things this morning. I am a constitutionalist. And what I mean by that is I uphold the Constitution above the government. I'm just saying, man. And I believe that totally this morning. You know, the government was created for the people and by the people. And if the government ever gets ahead of the Constitution, we have problems. But I am a constitutionalist. I believe in the amendments, amen, and the rights and the freedoms that we have as America. And some of those have been suppressed and even taken away. But I am so glad. Now listen to me. I honor our government. I thank God for that. So don't take me wrong there, because the Bible tells us we are to honor those, right? Amen. But when it comes to going against the Constitution, I have a problem. And that's just me personally. But I am so thankful today for the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. And if that freedom against the Constitution was imposed against me personally or against my family or against our church family, I would have a problem with that. If they told us that we could not worship, I would have a real problem with that. And so we're honoring the government by what we're doing. But there's a greater freedom even than our Constitution. And that is the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And I'm going to tell you, you can never find any greater freedom in anything in this world that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank God for the freedom we have in him today. Thank God that grace brings us freedom. The law and religion will bind you and cause all kinds of heartache and confusion in your life. If you're living by a religion today, you're living in a state of confusion. Only God's grace in your life can set you free and show you true love and true acceptance. It is by that grace today that we live and have our freedom today. Thank God, because grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And he is the way, the truth, and the life today. And we have that freedom today in Christ. Do not take your freedom for granted. Amen, man. You guys can't hear it, but they're clapping out in the cars this morning. We can't blow our horns. And I want to tell you guys, do not take America's freedom for granted. You know, it's amazing to me, because if the government told people to stand on their head, so many people would stand on their head. You know what? The government is not my source. Jesus Christ is my source. Amen. I go by the leading of the Spirit of God, not by some politician or what they're going to tell me or not tell me. Am I getting too political this morning? I usually don't wade off into this stuff, you know, but I just want to tell you, we have freedom in Jesus. We have freedom in America. Thank God for our freedom. Amen. Don't buy into everything the government or media tells you. Buy into what the Word tells you. The Word is what's going to set you free, not some politician. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's good preaching. I must say so myself. But, you know, I want to tell you guys, we're free in Christ today. Thank God for His freedom there. Thank God for what we have in Christ. Thank God for our government. We live in the greatest country in the world, by the way. How do you know? I've been to some. I can tell you. We live in the greatest country in America. Thank God for it. But let's keep our freedoms. Amen. Listen, you don't need to be complaining. You need to be voting. If you're not voting, you don't need to be complaining. Man, that just needs to be said. You need to vote. We still have a right to vote. Express your vote. Let's make a change. Let's believe that this coming year, the rest of this year, is going to be such a turnaround. I'm believing for a great, great harvest in the body of Christ. That lives are going to be so transformed by the power of the good news of the gospel. It's going to be so attractive to people because they're stepping out of religion. They're stepping out of just the deadness of these things, and they're finding the life and freedom in Jesus Christ. It is going to be a great ending to this year. You believe that with me, amen? You hold on to the truth of God's Word. You celebrate that Word every day and thank God for your freedom that you have in Jesus today. Can you say amen to that? Amen and amen. Praise God. It's through that Word that we're transformed, not through anything else. It's by God's Word and by God's Spirit operating in our life. And I want to tell you something this morning. You are deeply loved and you are highly favored. Praise God. Favor is in your life today. Grace is abounding towards you, and the gift of righteousness is abounding. Why? That you can reign in life. We're going to reign through this thing. Amen. We're going to reign through it. And God's going to get the glory and the praise and the honor through all these things. And we give Him the amen. Hallelujah. Lord, You are so good. So good. Amen. Wow. Colossians 1:27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Glory is the manifestation of God's promise. We are going to see such great manifestations and already are seeing them this year through God's promise. We're going to see great manifestations of healing, of redemption, of people coming off of drugs, of people being set free from alcohol. There is going to be such a tremendous, tremendous revival coming this year to the church, to the body of Christ, to the world, because people are standing up and sharing the good news of God's grace and unconditional love. Thank God for the revelation of God's grace and love in our life. Can we give Him some praise this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. Moms, you are so loved today. And man, I tell you, moms, I am so thankful for you. Man, you are the backbone, and thank God for all you do, all you've done. Continue to do it. Continue to pour grace into your children. Raise them in God's grace and love. You know, it'll make such a difference in the world and in their lives. Love them unconditionally. And, you know, when it's time and you've got to put them out of the house, put them out of the house. Maybe chase them out of the house. I don't know. But let's let them go in God's grace. Amen. Commend them to God's grace. God is going to take care of them. Don't you worry about it. God has a great way of taking care of His own. It's amazing. Amen. Hey, let's make some confessions this morning on this beautiful day. I know some of you got some plans, and I just bless you today. But let's make some confessions today. Would you just hold up your hand, hold up your heart today, and say, thank you, Jesus, for your grace. Thank you for your love. God, your love is extraordinary. It's amazing. It's your love that sets us free today. Thank you for your love towards me this morning, towards my family today. Thank you for that abounding grace in my life. God, it's through that grace today that we receive all of the things by faith you've already provided for us. Thank you for our healing today, for our redemption today. Thank you for a sound mind today. Lord, for a healthy body today. Thank you, God, we walk in your prosperity and in your blessings today. Thank you, God, you're for us and not against us. Amen. Thank you, Lord, we are above and not beneath. Thank you for that, Lord. God, we just commend our loved ones to your grace today. We place them there knowing you're going to take care of them. Lord, we fellowship around that grace today. Lord, we are just honored and blessed to be here this morning. Thank you for all of our Facebook family. Bless them today, God. Minister to their hearts, to their minds. God, just touch them today. Give them increase on every area of their life. Amen, amen. Hey, next Sunday, join us live and also inside. We've got some limited seating, but please be there. It's going to be awesome. You are loved today. Praise the Lord.